And congratulations, Nissan, on being the new leader of the Enfield Council. It's your first day at work, I believe.
That's right, yeah. So we had our annual general meeting last night. It was a pretty ceremonial affair. It's where we appoint our new mayor, which is great, and the deputy mayor. And it's the first meeting since, you know, you'll know the local elections. And I was formally appointed elected as leader of the council. So, yes, I'm delighted.
So I believe you're the youngest leader of any local authority in London. Is that so?
Yes, I believe that too. That's what I've been told. I think we've had a look, and that is true. I think I'm the second youngest in the country, but certainly in London. The first female in Enfield, so we're particularly pleased about that.
Oh, really? Yeah. Your first female leader?
Yes.
Oh. And are you born and bred in Enfield?
I am, yeah. I was born at Chase Farm Hospital. So I'm really delighted. It's the borough I've lived in my whole life. It's where my family live as well. It's nice. I also represent the ward that I live in, Jubilee Ward, so that's really nice. But it's wonderful to be able to deliver, services and shape things in the borough in which you belong.
And obviously you went to school in Enfield. What school?
I went to Palmer's Green High School in Palmer's Green.
Oh, I see. And did you go further education?
I did. I did my degree at Reading University. So yeah. I moved away to Reading for a couple of years. And then I did my master's back in London, at the London School of Economics. So, I had a great couple of years studying. I was particularly involved in the National Union of Students during that time, involved in, fighting against the increase in tuition fees, you'll remember a couple of years back, and supporting the UCU in their strikes. So was involved in student politics then. But to be honest with you, my involvement in politics was before then. I joined the Labour Party as a teenager in Enfield, and I joined it in Enfield because I was involved in campaigning on local issues. So, the closure of Chase Farm, for example, I was involved in campaigning on community issues like that and fighting for more resources for our local police and trying to protect our parks and open spaces. So, I was involved in local community stuff before I went to university, and then had a great experience with the National Union of Students. But when I came back home to Enfield, I was already engaged with some of the community activities.
And when you finished your education, you went into work. What were you doing for work?
I went on to work in the healthcare industry for a little bit, for a couple of months as a new graduate. And then I went on to work in local government. So I was working for a cabinet and leader's office, which was great experience, So it was, I got a real grip of how things worked in local government and sort of how to get things done, which is one of the reasons why I was confident enough to run for leader of the council here. And also good exposure of the issues that local government was facing as well. And then I went on to work for the NHS. I worked for an organisation called NHS Digital for almost 2 years, I think. And I'm currently, the job just before this one, working for NHS England for the National Team for Equality and Health Inequality. So rolling out national programmes for the whole of the NHS. So, and I guess the theme throughout, to be honest with you, is about trying to reduce inequalities in any arena that I work in. And it's the main reason why I've run to be leader of this council as well. Complete dedication to try and reduce inequality in the borough.
You told me earlier on that your political career started when you were at university, and it progressed from there. I mean, is your family involved in politics as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's not, like I say, my involvement in politics was around community campaigning when I was a teenager, when I was at school, So that's, I guess, if you're calling it a career, that's where it started. And then I went on my own political journey at university. My mother's a councillor, although she did join the Labour Party after me. She is. Like a lot of communities, I'm from the Cypriot community in Enfield, and like many of the other communities as well, because we've got diverse, community, people are really passionate about representation And that might be something to do with identity, you know, really trying to talk about your identity. So I was very fortunate, I think, to grow up in a borough where people were passionate and proud about where they came from and representation. And in a sense, that's political. So that might have something to do with the way that I was, you know, brought up and part of my DNA.
And at 29 years old, you haven't had really a long life in politics, but how long have you been a councillor?
Been at council for 3 years, but of course I've lived in Enfield my entire life, so I'm a well-established resident, and I think that's what absolutely matters. You know, I'm not here to be another layer of officers in the council. We have plenty of officers for that. What the council needs is political direction, and I ran as leader to provide that. And I'll be leading the cabinet and the Labour group so that we can entrench Labour values in this council and build on the real successes that we've had over the last couple of years.
I mean, I've seen, obviously, being a councillor, you know what a lot of the problems of Enfield are, and I'm sure you've got some aims as a leader, what you want to change and what are your aims as a leader now to improve Enfield?
Well, I think that in the short term, and in the long term too, I've got three key priorities around crime, poverty and housing. You might be familiar, we've had a real increase in violent crime, serious crime in Enfield over the last couple of months. It's a real worry. It's a real worry. We've lost 200 police officers in Enfield in the last couple of years because of government cuts to policing. So the pressure on the police is immense. So, you know, I recognise we need to do some joined up work. We will fight back against the cuts to policing. We will champion good, proper funding for the police. But we need to tackle it. We need to do some work around combating the increase in serious crime. In terms of poverty, I mean, we've got 1 in 3 children living in poverty in Enfield. I just think it's outrageous. 1 in 3 children living in poverty in this day and age. I think we've got one of the busiest food banks in the country. You know, it's just outrageous that people are having to go to food banks. So we've got some work to do around poverty. I'd like to set up the first poverty commission in Enfield, but so that we can have some real clear recommendations that we as a council can take to help tackle poverty. It's really tough for local authorities. We've got 50% less funding. There's limited stuff that we can do because it's central government really imposing things on our communities and decimating services. But we aren't helpless in the face of that. And I honestly strongly believe that Labour councils are necessary to A, fight back, but also to intervene where we can in a targeted way so that we can try and reduce the inequalities that exist, of which there are too many.
Have you got a message for the Enfield community?
Well, I'm really looking forward to leading the council. Really looking forward to it so that I can drive forward my vision for trying to reduce inequalities through the services that we deliver as a council. We're leading the cabinet and the Labour group to do so. I'm really looking forward to representing the whole of Enfield, all the vibrant and diverse communities that we have, both in terms of ethnicity, but age as well. You know, we've got real young population in Enfield. So I'm looking forward to be able to represent all of those communities. And, you know, looking forward to putting Enfield really on the map, standing up for our Labour values in doing so, and delivering excellent services for the residents.
For us as a separate paper, it's very important that we have a good leader in Enfield, and hopefully you will achieve that. I mean, I would say there's about 200,000 Cypriots living in Enfield. Both Greek and Turkish Cypriots started coming to Enfield, I would say, in the early 70s. Although they came here earlier, they were living in North London somewhere else.
Yeah. And, my grandparents lived in Hackney when they first arrived in London, like many, you know, Greek Cypriots too. And then they sort of made their way up Green Lanes, didn't they? And But we've got a huge and wonderful Greek Cypriot community. I'm going to the wine festival this weekend. So
We're the founders of that festival. The newspaper. And we're really looking forward to you attending.
I'm very much looking forward to it too. I'm going on Monday evening.
Will that be your first event as a Labour leader, as a Enfield leader?
Do you know what? I think it might actually be. We'll be doing lots of press and things. things, aren't we? And but I actually think in terms of an event that may be. So I'm delighted, really delighted.
It's going to be a community event. I think that's the first one.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's good that it's based in Enfield. We were based at Alexandra Palace for several years. We had our first wine festival last year, tremendous success. And a second one this year, and hopefully we'll continue.
And I know I've got Labour colleagues coming with me. So in fact, we were talking about it last night. People say, well, which day are you going? So I said, let's not all go on the same day. Let's all fit up. But I'm booked in and it's in my diary for Monday.
Where are your parents from in Cyprus?
They're actually from a village called Lefkara.
Yeah, I know. That was famous for lace, actually.
They are. And delight, you know, the sweet things. Yeah. But they are famous for lace. My very... when I was a child... I mean, we've lost the skill now in my family, to be honest with you. But I do remember being very, very young and my great-grandmother giving all her great-grandchildren sort of a pillow and then teaching us how to do lace. I have visited a number of times. I'm going back this summer to visit. So, yeah. It's a beautiful village. It's a World Heritage Site, I believe, now. So, yeah.
Well, wish you luck. It's been a great interview, and we'll see you on Monday at the Wine Festival.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming. Cheers. Make sure you save it, won't you?
I'll make sure you get some pictures from last night.
Yeah, have you got any?
Yeah, I have. So I'll get those sent over to you.